This is VOA News via remote. I'm Elspeth. The European Union's top diplomat has called for calm in East Jerusalem on Monday. The statement comes after more than 300 Palestinians were hurt in clashes with Israeli police. At the same time, Israeli police changed the route of a contentious march by Jewish ultranationalists in Jerusalem. It's an apparent attempt to avoid confrontations with Palestinian protesters. The original route had planned to go through Damascus Gate and into the Muslim quarter of the old city and onto the Western Wall. Instead, the route changed. Monday's decision came hours after intense clashes between Israeli police and Muslim protesters at the nearby Al-Aqsa Mosque. The Palestinian Red Crescent spoke to the AP, saying that more than 300 Palestinians were hurt, most of whom went to the hospital and clinics for treatment. Seven of the injured were in serious condition. Experts say the coronavirus is likely spreading in India's northeastern state of Assam faster than anywhere else in the country. Authorities are preparing for a surge in infections by converting a massive stadium and a university into hospitals. The official seven-day weekly average of new cases in the state on May 9th stood at more than 4,700 cases. Afghanistan's Taliban Monday announced a three-day ceasefire for the Eid al-Fitr holiday, this week marking the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The ceasefire would begin on either Wednesday or Thursday. The Muslim calendar follows lunar cycles, and the Eid holiday depends on the sighting of the new moon. We have more on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Veteran British broadcaster David Attenborough has been appointed the People's Advocate of the UN Global Climate Summit this year. He's expected to address political leaders about the need for urgent action to tackle the crippling threat of climate change. The 95-year-old is best known for his documentaries on the natural world, such as Planet Earth. He said the coronavirus pandemic has shown how crucial it is to secure international agreements to solve worldwide problems. Britain is hosting the UN Climate Change Conference of the Parties in Glasgow, Scotland, in November. As part of his role, Attenborough is also expected to speak at the G7 Leaders Summit in Cornwall, southwestern England, next month. The hug is coming back. At least in England it is. The Prime Minister is expected to okay hugs as coronavirus lockdowns ease. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
It seems, in England, it's going to be time to hug again. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to give it the go-ahead for that much-missed human contact when he announces the next round of lockdown easings in the wake of a sharp fall in coronavirus infections. While hugs between households are expected to be allowed again beginning May 17, Johnson will want to stress that they should be done with care, given concerns about new virus variants that could bypass some of the immunity provided by Britain's vaccination campaign. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A large German health insurance provider says the number of days working age people called in sick during the first 3 months of 2021 hit a 13-year low. This as hygiene and distancing rules prevented the spread of other illnesses. Techniker Krankenkasse said Monday that the rate of absence among its clients during the first quarter was 3.8%, compared with 5.1% in the same period of 2020, and 4.8% the previous year. The company's chairman said the biggest drop in reported illnesses was for colds, but the wave of flu cases seen every February also didn't happen. British authorities are seeking to recapture a young minke whale lost far from home in the Thames River. The whale escaped from rescuers overnight. Crews had worked for hours before being able to free the whale early Monday from a perilous stranding on a lock near Richmond in southwest London. But as it was being taken for further health checks on an inflatable pontoon, the calf slipped back into the water. A Port of London Authority spokesperson said a whale had never been seen this far up the Thames before. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.